Roanhead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 11th of March, 2018. Hello and welcome. Thank you once again for joining me. My name's James and I'm the web guy here at NBC. This week for Mothering Sunday, our youth worker Mark Seiner led a Worship for All service. It was a very fun and interactive service looking at the theme of love. The reading was John chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. So let's go and join Mark as he's introducing the service.
Are we on? Yes! Good morning, everybody! Okay, welcome to Minehead Baptist Church. It can only get better, that's all I can say. That's a really good start, actually, because that is what it's going to be like this morning. Okay? We're going to talk about love. Love sometimes can get messy. Sometimes can be wonderful. Sometimes can bring us into tears. Sometimes can bring laughter. Sometimes can put a smile on our face, sometimes can make us feel sad. We're probably going to feel all those emotions this morning. I am, I can tell you already. So welcome. If you're a visitor, it's really good to see you. If you're not a visitor, it's really good to see you. There will be tea and coffee after the service, and there will be lots of stuff going on for you to get involved in the service. If you are particularly little, or you'd like to have a go anyway. This is going to be a nightmare. Okay, here we go. How great is our God? How great is our mum? Eh? Hands up if your mum's great. Lovely. Not many of you, but don't worry. Mums, you've got all day to work on it. All right? Don't worry. Okay? You've got all day to work on it. Don't panic. Okay? Right. Oh. It's Mother's Day, okay, which is really handy as we're talking about love. Really good. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world so that we might live through him. I don't know about you, but my mum at times, not all the time, but at times was godlike. At times she showed me God in so many ways. Most of those were practical. Most of those were washing my socks, ironing my shirts, and making sure I knew what colour the carpet was in my bedroom every now and then when she tidied it up. Okay, little ones and big ones, did you give your mum a Mother's Day card today? Yes? Okay. I might not have enough cards down here then, because I think you ought to give your mum a Mother's Day card today. Right, I've got a Mother's Day card. Who gave their mums a card as big as this? Nobody. Oh, well done. You must really love your mum. All right? Okay? Does your mum like to be told you love her? Not sure. I think I might have got the wrong theme for this morning's service, all right? Because I'm sort of trying to go with love here. Just like all of us, my mum loves me to say that I love her. I don't do it very often, but she does love it. On my card, it's got, "Never forget how much I love you." Mums like to hear that. Dads like to hear that, all right? We all like to hear that at some point. And you know what mums and dads and the rest of us like even more? It's not just that we say we love them. We show we love them. I don't do it often, but every now and then I do buy a bunch of flowers. Okay, just to say to me how much I love myself. To give to Sally, to say, I love you. I would say at this point, I do the washing up and the cooking and the things like that. But that's not the reason I do those, to tell Sally I love her, because those are things I ought to do anyway. That's not a love thing, okay? That's a job that I have to do, and if I didn't cook, I'd starve, okay? But little ones, can you just look at me for a minute? All right, today, I would like you not to just tell your mum you love her. I'd like you to show her. Yeah. So I'd like you might be at some point today, maybe go up to her and give her a cuddle. Give her a hug. Maybe, if you're old enough, make her a cup of tea. Right? All the mums are going, listen, listen, listen to him. Right? 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 Go and show them how much you love them. And now for all of us now, God likes us to say we love him. But do you know what God likes even more than that? He likes us to show him that we love him. So today, for all of us, this includes mums, I want you to go up to someone else today and not just tell them you love them, because that might be a bit weird if you go into Boots. Okay? I love you. All right? As you talk to the person on the counter. But actually show somebody that you love them. Show some love to the people around you. God likes to hear that we love him. God likes to hear us when we speak to him. But God likes to see our love in action. Okay, just before we start our next little bit, I've got some materials down the front. Lots of materials have already been used, but what I've made, did I make this last night? No. Okay, Ellie made this last night, okay? All right. I was involved in the mass production of bits, okay? I'd like you to make a card. Now, as it's Mother's Day, you might want to give it to your mum, but you don't have to. You can give it to anybody. It doesn't say Mother's Day on it, okay? It just says, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God, and everyone who loves and has been born of God and knows God. So, I've got some card. There's a piece of that down there. You can go and help yourselves. I've got a flower pot for you to stick on. Now, this Ellie again did all this. On the back of your flower pot, you've got some double-sided sticky tape. If you peel that off, it will stick straight on. I've got some lollipop sticks with some double-sided sticky tape that you can take off. If you take that off, let's see if it works. You can stick a lovely little heart on it, like that, and then you can put it into your card, like that. So as the rest of the service is going on, if you want to, you can come down the front and do it, or you can get the bits and take it back to your chair and do it. It's okay, whatever you feel you would like to do. Just come and help yourselves as the service is going on. Our Bible reading this morning is John 15, verse 9 to 17. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I've told you this so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because as a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I've called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I've made known to you. You didn't choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. Really, really powerful verse. Powerful passage. love each other. Jesus is talking about how God is with us in our lives and that we're part of God's life. Because of this, the love of God is in all and every one of us. God's love's in every single one of us as we sit here. Whether we believe it, whether we feel it, whether we know it, God's love is in each and every one of us. And we should share it with others. Okay, I'm going to ask you to do a little job. I was going to ask the youngsters to do it, but I'm really sorry. The youngsters are really busy. So this next bit is now down to you. Could you hold hands with the person in your row? So there's maybe four or five people or six people holding hands together in a row. If there's only two of you, okay, could you please hold the hands with the people behind you as well? So you've got like a chain, a nice chain. Okay? Now there needs to be a beginning of this chain and an end of this chain. So I'm going to ask if could you five stand up for me? Okay? Okay, John, could you let go of Rita's hand? I know it's lovely, but if you could just let go, it'd be lovely. Okay? So at the moment, that's a chain. So we've got five or six people. Okay? John's the beginning of the chain. All right? And when I say go, I'm going to get John to squeeze his lovely wife's hands. Okay? Then his lovely wife is going to squeeze Sally's hand. Then Sally is going to squeeze Andrew's hand. And then Andrew is going to squeeze the lovely lady at the end's hand. You've got the worst job of the lot. Because as soon as Andrew squeezes your hand, you've got to shout, I love you! Okay? And we're looking for the winning team. Okay? So the first person who shouts out, I love you. Have you got that? You got four there? You're okay, you're a team. Okay? Okay. So, okay, my hand is in the air. Can you choose in your team which one is going to be the beginning and which one is going to be the one shouting out, I love you? Okay? Are you ready? Okay? I'm going to come into my school teacher mode now. I'm going to say, Debbie, thank you for listening so well. All right? Okay? Okay? Amanda, thank you for watching. All right? Okay. Sue, thank you for sitting nicely. We'll start, Sue, when everyone else in the class is listening properly. Okay? All right? Are you ready? When I drop my hand, the first person squeezes the next person's hand. You are trying to do it as fast as you can. I don't need to tell you not to cheat, okay? Okay, because you're in church, okay? On your marks, get set, go!
I love you!
Oh! That was quick, all right? That was quick. Okay. Could I ask you now, please, for your line to join up with another line so the line gets bigger? Okay. Are you ready? On your marks. Are you going? Yeah. Hang on, need it there. On your marks, get set. Who started? You've got to start down this end, okay? On your marks, get set, go! Oh, it was over that side. It was over that side. Okay? Okay. Wonderful. Stay where you are. Hold hands with the person next to you. And now I'd like you to do this. One person in the middle of your line, I'd like you to put both hands in the air. one person to put your hands in the air. Okay? Now, with the same lines, I want you to pass the handshake all the way to the end so the person can say, I love you, at the end. But you can only say it if your hand is squeezed. On your marks, get set, go! Sorry, you can't do it. Sit yourself down. All right? God's love in that little bit of an explanation is like electricity. We pass the electricity along in our hands. But when you've got someone in the middle with their hands up, and someone doesn't pass the love on, God's love doesn't get passed on. We are all in sharing God's love. We are all part of it. We can't leave it to somebody else. Because if we're in the middle with our hands up saying it's not my job, God's love doesn't get passed on. We have God in our hearts. God's love abides in us. We need to share that love to everyone around us. So what I'd like us to do now is I'd like us all to hold hands so that we are in one big line. One big line, so we are all joined up as a church. Are we ready? So, we need, I don't know how this is going to work, we're going to start with Ruth down the front. Ruth is going to start sharing God's love around this church. Okay? I want us to squeeze our hands as quickly as we can because the coffee's going cold. Okay? And I want us to share God's love amongst this church. And remember, we have God's love in our hearts. Pass it on to the person next to us. On your marks, get set, go! There's a lot of expectant faces. Is someone going to love me this morning? Is someone going to pass God's love onto me? How far are we getting? There was a ooh. Oh, I can see the heads move. It's like And if you're right at the end and you're the last person, could you shout out, I love you? How's it going? I've lost God's love. Right, fantastic. God's love is for sharing. We all know somebody who has shown us God's love. As you came in this morning, you were given a little red heart. What I'd like you to do for our prayers this morning is to write a name of somebody who has shown you God's love. Could be anyone today, could be anyone in your life. And I'd like you to write that name onto that heart. If you'd like a pen, there's pens down the front. I'll send youngsters around with them. Write someone who has shown God's love to you onto that heart. Anyone else want hearts? Sally's got a heart. No. No, she's not sure if she has, actually. And while you're writing those names down, I'm going to ask the youngsters, could you please come forward? Because at this point, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a bit of a swap for you. I've got some lovely bunches of flowers. And I'd like the youngsters to give a bunch of flowers out to every lady that is in our congregation today. And when they give you flowers, could you give them your heart? And they're now going to bring the hearts to the front. And we're going to put the hearts onto the table at the front of church. And we're going to pray for the people who have shown us God's love. So I'm going to ask Sally if you could come and help us give out some flowers. So youngsters, could you stop what you're doing a moment? If I give you some flowers, could you just go off and give them to all the ladies in the con? Go on down to the front for me and we'll pass them down to you. Go down to the front and we'll pass them down to you. Go down to the front and we'll pass them down to you. Okay? Okay.
Can I just get one idea?
Yeah. If you go down to the front, Ava, and we'll pass them to you. Okay, off you go. Okay. There you are. And give them out to people. Okay. Okay. There's some more. If you just take some to give out, that's lovely. Have you got some? And if you've got your hearts, we're going to bring them and put them up onto the table. Have you got a heart? Any ladies at the moment? Got the hearts. And they can go back into the bowl there. Okay, thank you so much. Let's just come back together as the hearts get brought back up onto the table. Wonderful. Has every lady got a bunch of flowers? Wonderful. Okay, but if you want to bring the flowers you've still got, bring them back to the front. If you're a lady, if you're a girl and you've given out a bunch of flowers, please take one yourself. So you've got a bunch of flowers. Thank you. It's okay, don't we? That's fine. Okay. And then if everyone can go back to their seats or carry on making their cards, and we are going to pray. It is like Mark's class at the moment, I must admit. This is very much like it is on a day-to-day basis. Right? Right? So let's close our eyes and let's pray. Lord, as we look at the beauty of these flowers, as we look at the petals that are on these daffodils, Lord, we thank you for the beauty that you put into our lives. We thank you for the beauty of the people you've put around us. Lord, on this Mother in Sunday, we do think about the mums. Our mums who have brought us up. Our mums who will still take us to school. Our mums who are there to wash for us and to support us as we think about what universities we're going to. Our mums who are on the end of the phone every Sunday when I need to talk. Our mums who are there as we take them out to lunch. Our mums who are there when we go for teas and coffee and to have a chat. And our mums who are with you at the moment. Lord, we thank you for the love that they've shown us. And Lord, as we bring these hearts, as we bring our hearts to you that are on this table in front of us now, with the names of people who have shown us love, who have shown us your love in the past. Lord, we lift them to you. We thank you for the gift that they've given us. We thank you for the gift of love. We thank you that as our electricity was passing between us, that because of their love, we can share love for others. Lord, we thank you that you speak to us, that you love us, and you enable us to love. Lord, we think of the people today who we're going to meet. As we walk out of this church building, as we walk out of the sanctuary to go have our tea and coffee, we think of the people we are going to come in contact with. The people we're going to have a casual acquaintance with and just say, hi, how are you? Lord, help us show your love. Lord, we bring ourselves to you. We ask you to fill our hearts with your power and your spirit to enable us to love the world. And we ask this in your name.
To leave a comment on the service, please go to minehead-baptist.com/sermons. And if you'd like to find out what's going on here at Easter at NBC, then you can go to minehead-baptist.com/Easter. Well, thank you once again for listening, and I'll speak to you soon.